What's going on, guys? It's Smoke Busters with Madman Plant, and we're at the Cowboy Cup on day two again, and we got Joe and Hugh with us at UFCW Local 1000, because the trail's right next to us, and they want you to start a union.
That's right.
So tell us about a union.
Sure. So the UFCW is a national labor union. So we have around 1.4 million members in our union. And we started organizing cannabis workers in the late 90s, because then the federal government was raiding facilities.
Yeah.
And they were putting workers in zip ties. And what worker can ever fight against the federal government, right? Like, you see how it is now, right?
Yeah.
Even the owners have a hard time doing it. So we started organizing workers then. And by organizing a union, what that means is workers get together and say, hey, there's some standards that we want in this industry. Because, you know, look, ownership wants standards, right? So why shouldn't workers have standards too? And the hope is that if the standards are brought up for workers, then you'll have strong companies, because those standards will kind of overflow into the businesses as well. So we want to make sure the people with the talent, the people that have the legacy talent on top of the legal medical talent, that when adult use happens, that those workers aren't treated like they work at just a regular retail facility or a regular warehouse. You know, cultivators are talented tradespeople.
Yeah.
Bud tenders are leafly on legs. So why shouldn't that knowledge be treated with respect and dignity? Just like if you worked into a Rite Aid or a CVS that we represent, those workers get treated with respect when you go to the pharmacy. So why shouldn't a bud tender be treated the same way? And not just that, just standards overall, health and safety, you know, especially cultivators and manufacturers. Those workers produce the oil, you know, the resin. You know, they're using chemicals and stuff. And what if they're not given the same respect with their safety as you would in a chemical plant, right? It doesn't make sense. So we want to make sure standards are there for workers, period. And that's why workers are organizing around the country.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that too, because, you know, a lot of these people will put their time and effort into these skills and abilities to be really good at what they do, and they should be treated and, you know, rewarded just like anybody else with any other skill and everything. What is your take on it, Joe?
Well, they're just like you says, they're skilled professionals, they're passionate about their trade. It's the same thing. I was a meat cutter for 20 years. I was taught a trade. This is the same thing. This is the type of stuff we want to do. This is an industry that needs to be recognized as a trade. It's a job skill. It's a passion. So we just want to support that and give that avenue for these workers.
So how did you guys get passionate enough to go ahead and say, we need to do something about this? We're going to join together and really go out there and really create a better world for cannabis users, smokers, you know, tradesmen.
That's a great question. You know, honestly, like, you know, if you're involved in a labor union, like, we love what we do, right? Whether it's Joe, whether it's myself, whether it's any other union representative, we want to protect workers, right? So the way we feel, for example, you know, let's say I don't drink at all.
Yeah.
And they're going to build a Bacardi facility.
Yeah.
Well, those jobs exist, right? So burying my head in the sand and saying that, oh, I don't drink, so why should I care about those workers? Then you're not a real union guy, right? You have to, cannabis, as soon as California passed the medical bill, we wanted to make sure that going forward, that industry is given the respect.
Yeah.
And if we're going to respect the industry, then we have to respect the workers. You know, in my view, when you say you work in the cannabis industry, no matter what you do, whether it's auxiliary, whether it's seed to sale, you know, you should be given the same respect as if you said, I work in a hospital.
Yeah,
if
yeah, I work, I agree,
you know, and we wanted to, so we felt that, you know, it inspired us as a union, as the UFCW, to say, we're going to fight from day one. We're not going to let folks wait until they get the Amazon size, right? We're not going to wait until they become Walmart, right? And that's already happened. Like, look at these MSOs. Look at them. You know, they're taking over these states that become adult use. And the same thing in Oklahoma. You know, this is what Joe specifically has been fighting for on the ground, is making sure that these small business owners understand that if you don't get together now and start talking about these issues today, we can guarantee you that the MSOs have their lobbyists at the State House as we speak, talking about when you get to AU. And when AU happens and adult use happens, guess whose language is going to be in there? Not the people that built this, not the ones that are here, you know, on the ground, you know, producing this amazing product or selling the product. It's going to be the people that wear suits and ties that don't even know your name and don't know what a terpene is.
Yeah.
That's who's going to own it.
Well, and that's the thing that ruins it. When I was in Nevada for Las Vegas last week at MJ BizCon, I was really disappointed with the quality of the bud at the dispensaries, because they're like, you know, charging $270, and it's nothing to what I grow, and I'm a home grower, and I'm a content creator that grows. I'm not like a, you know, world's pro, you know,
sure,
grower, but I definitely think that I could compete, you know, and maybe hold some ground, you know,
yeah.
Who knows what happens. I'm thinking some of the stuff I do turns out really, really well. Better than ever I've ever bought. Let's just put
that's
it
good.
Way. But no, I do appreciate that because I think a lot of times, you know, it's still, even though it's so relevant, it's like you're either privileged to kind of get away with it, like celebrities, you know, like for instance, like Snoop Dogg. Everybody knows Snoop Dogg smokes weed. When's the last time Snoop Dogg got busted for weed? Exactly, because nobody's gonna fuck with him because that's just who he is. That's who they need him to be. Blah blah blah, and he gets to enjoy the lifestyle. But people like you and I, you know, we can also still, you know, be penalized. And I'm not saying that he's invincible. I'm just saying the fact that he's known for that, and that's what people expect of him. But if you know, Stefan, you know, the business owner is smoking weed. Well, I have clients that are not cool with that, but they also listen to Snoop Dogg's music.
Right. That's
you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as they're criticizing me about smoking, this has happened a lot in my own. I was in the Latin American Motorcycle Association. And I got kicked out for smoking weed. And I was like, you're Latin Americans. You know,
wow.
Like, you know, like, what do you mean? Like, wow. You have a problem with weed, you know?
It's.
And then the same thing with the Freemasons. I'm a Freemason, John A. Lejeune, 350 right. down in Quantico. And they tried to blackball me for my Master Mason's degree because I smoked a joint in front of them. Instead of hanging at the lowest level, I had to fight for a year. And I went down to Grand Lodge, and they told me that I did nothing wrong and I should be able to be a Mason. So they gave me a lead jurisdiction, and I was able to get my degree
Good.
And become a Master Mason.
Good.
But
congratulations.
I've been so, thank you. But I've been criticized so many different times. Like, the Boy Scouts, like, I was a den leader, and they said I smelled like weed, and they made this huge deal about it. And it's like, you know, I'm here, like this skilled tradesman, entertaining the kids, volunteering my service.
That's right.
You know, keeping a clean, professional environment, and on the rule book with alcohol, same line, it says as long as you're not promoting it, advertising it, selling it, condoning it, or, you know, distributing it.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you did before. Same thing in the blue or the lodge book with the rules, because, you know, there's like a whole
people,
list of rules.
It's
and stuff like
a
that.
Shame how cannabis consumers
yeah.
are treated differently, second class citizens, right? And that's a working class issue, right? Because you choose as a business owner, as a professional, to say, instead of consuming alcohol, I choose to medicate and or consume a cannabis. And even though there's rules in place talking about this, they're okay with you popping a pill of codeine. But they have an issue with just medicating with a natural plant, right?
Yeah.
And this is why it's important that folks like you continue to stand up and talk about it, right? The fact that you're talking about it, you're not letting it just die, because it's going to be a constant issue for a while, right? And this is why having professionals, having business owners, working class people talk about the issues, you're helping break that stigma, right? Because the American public has been lied to. Right?
Yeah.
Without a doubt, and we know this, but it's still going to take time. It's going to take time, and this is why we just have to. And this is why, as a union, as a labor union, we feel that we can be constructive in helping get that message through. Not only in the local level, not only the state level, but federal level. Look at all the talk happening now about rescheduling. You know, that's going to have an impact on everything. Not just they get to sell weed. No, it's. How's it going to impact the workforce? How's it going to impact the states and the communities? How about the states that have put in equity and justice in their laws,
yeah,
right?
No,
what happens to those things, right? So we have to fight for that. Like someone like you, you have to keep on promoting patients' rights, homegirl rights, because if it's not brought up, guess what? It won't be in the bill.
Well, so, yeah, and it'll slowly just be taken away because there's not enough people to support it. And I think that's the thing that, you know, nowadays we need people to be vocal. We need to share their experiences and get the message out and really change. Because the one thing about all of this is the fact that if there's the majority of people are cool with it, then they'll have to accept it because that's the majority is cool. It's just like alcohol. The same thing with these Masons that tried to hold me back, you know? At the same time, you're condemning me or condemning me for smoking a joint and saying, oh, you know, we're just worried about you ruining your life and, you know, you have such a beautiful family. And I'm like, at the time, I was having one of the best years of my company's existence. And I was like, are you fucking stupid? I was like, do you even know what's going on in my business right now? Do you know, like, able to do right now? Like, fucking stupid. And these are the same people that go and fucking drink at the bar and then drive home. But hey, that's okay because they have their alcohol and that's legal. But, you know, that's what really pisses me off. And I just don't understand. That's the first thing, like, when you have a problem with somebody and you smoke, that's the first thing they're going to use against you. Yep. You know, like
anything goes bad is
it's a stigmata that has to be broken.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I grew up in the 90s. You know, marijuana was a gateway.
Yeah. Yep.
You're going to start this. It's a downhill deal.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to talk about any of the practices that help you and what it's for medicated and it's natural and stuff. Right. So, you know, that's a stigmata we would like to change too and re-educate people. It's actually a good product if it's used for what it's for.
That's right. And the stigma, unfortunately, hurts working people. But like you said, Snoop Dogg, he can do anything he wants. He can smoke it. No, it's Snoop.
Like, for instance, when he's smoking at the Super Bowl, and they caught him on camera smoking the joint at the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
They laughed at it. If I did that at the Super Bowl and I was caught on the security camera, I'd probably either get a ticket or get arrested.
Yeah, I mean,
And it's a shame that it has to be that way. It should be, I should go, just like any other person, you know, like including Snoop Dogg, and be able to go out and stand right next to a person smoking a cigarette, smoke my cigarette, and go right back into the restaurant and enjoy my meal.
Agreed.
And not be fucked with, not be messed with, not be looked at as a criminal, not be looked at as somebody that's a drug user.
Yeah,
you know.
That's no different than you being in a public place and being stressed out and having to go outside and take a medicine to help you with anxiety when you're in there.
1,000%.
It's the same thing. So.
Yeah, and we agree. And look, and this is why state laws on cannabis are so important. You know, for example, in New Jersey, the medical law there, because Jersey is medical and adult use. In Jersey, if you have a New Jersey medical card, you can smoke your medicine and consume your medicine anywhere you can smoke or consume tobacco.
That's the way it should be.
And that's the way it should be. But you know what's funny, though, about Jersey, though? On the flip side of that, Jersey does not have home grow.
Oh, interesting.
So in one side, it's like, wow, Jersey has that cool wall. But then on the other side, we don't have home grow. So we have a patients' rights group here in Jersey called the Coalition of Medical Marijuana and Sativa Cross. Lefty Grimes is, they're the patients that got the medical bill passed about 12, 13 years ago in Jersey. And they do just like you do, right? You're an activist. They end up for it. They work with Mike Crawford. I don't know if you know in Massachusetts. He has his own cannabis show. Like, you guys are so influential. That's all I'm going to say. And I want to keep saying this to you. Thank you so much for even taking the time to talk about workers' rights and working class issues.
Well, we need to bring these subjects up because it's the future. It's changing the way of life. It's changing. I mean, even as a business owner myself, as long as you're not doing like crystal meth and like PCP at night, I don't give a fuck what you do once you get off work. As long as it's in the workplace and you're making it, you're able to maintain
and not hurt other people or front people.
Exactly, you know, and it doesn't affect business.
I agree.
And that's the way it should be. Skilled, you know, like a lot of these tradesmen, you know, everybody has their poison.
That's right.
You just got to figure out, you know, what it is. And that's the thing is like, why do things like that condone, define us in so many ways to people.
That is true.
When it has nothing to do with anything. Like next door, the artist, he can be a raging alcoholic, but he doesn't appear to be today.
No, he doesn't.
And who gives a shit if he is? That's his choice.
Individual liberty, right? I mean, I think this is where even, this is a great conversation because you're seeing now that everybody thinks like a labor union. Oh, they must think a certain way. No, I agree. And like with a lot of people, we agree the same thing. And this is why we fight for cannabis workers, is that your liberty matters. What you do in your free time, as long as you come to work and you're stable, you can do, like you said, do your job, not hurt your other colleagues, and you can make business run efficiently, it ain't my problem or my business what you do at home. Now, of course,
safe, sustainable workplaces as well.
That's right, right? Now, if anything, instead of, even if you did have a problem that was above what was allowed of the job, instead of condemning, like you say, and I agree, we should not condemn. Maybe that person just needs a little bit of fucking help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe we just help them out a little bit. Maybe they get the right path and we change their life, right? Can't save everybody. I know that. But I agree. Your liberty matters. Your individual freedom matters, right? And as long as you come to work and do whatever the handbook might say or the union contract might say, it should leave you the frig alone.
Yeah.
I agree with that 1,000%. You know, and we support that.
So while I'm looking at the trailer right now, UFCW, what does that stand for?
United Food and Commercial Workers
Union. Oh, very cool.
So we're anything.
So like restaurants, facilities, packing warehouses.
We have grocery stores, pharmacies, chickens, meat packing, you name it, we have them. So, we just want to bring our expertise to the cannabis industry. You know, bring affordable health insurance, pension plans, safe working environments, re-educate people like Oklahoma what cannabis is for and what it is, because it's an economy thing. It brings other jobs to Oklahoma.
Yeah,
one thing piggybacks off the other.
Right.
You know, you got the lighting companies, you got the welders, you got the tradespeople. It all feeds off of each other. You know, we just want to bring job safety, job security, good economic paying, life sustaining jobs. You know what I mean?
No, and I definitely think it's great because a lot of the people who I think rely on cannabis to work or cannabis the most are the people in your restaurant industries, in your like 24-hour or 12-hour shift industries.
That's right.
You know, that are heavy duty, you know, they're intense, they're on, you know, point.
Absolutely.
And you gotta have some relief.
1,000%.
You can't get drunk on the job, right?
So, and think about it. Think about working people, right? They go to work every day, working warehouses, working factories, you know, construction workers all day, and they have to go to the doctor, and instead of saying, here's medical cannabis or here's cannabis, here's a pill. So good people get addicted. Their whole families get destroyed. All because they're trying to do the right thing. They go to the doctor, and I think the federal government said 3 out of 5 persons that are addicted to fentanyl or heroin started on legal prescriptions, right? So cannabis is not a gateway drug. It's an exit drug. It helps so many people. And this is why we think that cannabis as a subject is a working class issue, because even if we don't represent you necessarily in the cannabis industry yet, we still represent so many other people in other industries that consume cannabis for medical issues and for that relief and for that exit, right? And we want to make sure that this is that folks that consume are protected, that the workers that produce safe, reliable medicine and or adult use product are protected. Because look, no one cares about the patients more than the workers, period. I mean, they're their first line of defense.
How can people find you? 1 minute.
Well, you can come to our trailer and scan our QR code, and we're online, UFCW Local 1000, or just UFCW 1000, because we are nationwide. So but we represent all of North Texas and Oklahoma, Local 1000 does. We're here to help. Help with anything we can. We also have an avenue to the Capitol. So we have politicians that are ready to work with the owners to pass sensible laws that will help us get the sustaining jobs that we need here for the workers and the owners.
So. Very cool. Guys, we'll see you next time at Smoke Busters.
Thank you.